Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 18 known as the time to sell. After seeing what is the right time to purchase, in this chapter we will be seeing time to sell. Let me give you a little bit brief about this chapter. In this chapter you will be seeing like an investor. Say for example you are an investor. Being an investor, what is the right time to sell? Is there a right time to sell? Can someone tell me? Is there a right time to sell? Is it possible that I can sell the shares today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening? There is no such time. And we cannot decide also which is the right time to sell. Okay, I have got, Juhi telling me, sir, when the markets goes up, we should sell the shares. Now my question to you, Juhi, is that, can you tell me when the markets are going to go up? Okay, I got Bafna. Bafna is telling me, sir, when the markets goes down, we should sell the shares. Bafna, can you tell me when is the right time when the markets will go down? Can anyone tell me the right time when the markets are going to go up, when the right times are there, when the markets are going to go down? No one can tell those things. In this chapter, you will be seeing something about the time to sell. In that, the focus is going to be on selling considerations and when should one sell. So what are the areas, what are the period when there should be taken up a decision where we can consider to sell? And also we will be seeing when should one sell, what is the right time to sell and what are the conditions, parameters associated with it. So this chapter is mostly going to focus around and revolve around one point, that is time to sell. Let us go ahead and see the selling considerations. Now as far as selling considerations are concerned, there are few parameters one should follow at that time you should sell. These are the considerations. If you are in that particular phase, you are in that particular frame of time, then you should consider selling the shares. Like you can see over here in the first point, sell when price is falling and cut the loss. Now what do you mean by when the price is falling and cut the loss? It means that when the price of the index is falling, at times price of the industry companies' shares are falling. Like for example, I belong to a industry which is known as automobiles. I means the company. The company belongs to an automobile industry. And you have invested in automobile industry. There are 10 to 12 companies in the automobile industry which you focus upon. From 10 or 12, if 9 or 10 company shares are falling, then remember, this is the right time. And this is a consideration you can keep in mind to decide that this might be a right time to sell. This is not a situation where you will have a guarantee, yes, I am supposed to sell the shares. This basically is giving us a parameter or consideration which tells us that the right time to sell the shares is when the markets are going down or when the markets are going up. There is no such one parameter. And hence we have got lot of considerations based on which we have to take a decision. One such consideration is when price is falling and cut the loss. Price of what? Price of the index or price of the industry shares are falling. During that time, you can take a call for selling the shares. Second is sell shares if prices are falling and cut your loss. Now, what do I mean by sell shares if prices are falling and cut your loss? Say for example, you are in that industry. Or sorry, not that industry. Say for example, you are in the company. You have invested in a company known as Maruti. In India, there is a company of automobile known as Maruti. When you have invested in shares of Maruti Limited and the price of Maruti Limited is going down, at that time, this is a consideration where you can think upon to sell the shares. That is why they say that sell shares if prices are falling and cut your loss. So these are two same sentences but different parameters or different perception. First is sell when price is falling and cut the loss. And second is sell shares if prices are falling and cut your loss. First is with regards to industry and with regards to index or the market. Whereas second is with regards to what particularly that company's shares. Clear with everyone? Great, superb. Now next is sell to correct a decision which you now feel was wrong. So sell when you have taken a decision of buying company's shares, which you thought was an incorrect decision. Like for example, when you were in group, one of your friends or I mean in a group you had got 5 or 6 friends, that is you were in the gang. In that gang of 6 friends, 4 were having the shares, and because you were in a part of the gang, you thought that yes, I also want to have a have this kind of shares because I want to be in part of the gang. So you took a decision, you were the 5th member who took a decision of buying these shares. This shares what you bought was without any thought process, because your friends bought, you thought I also want to buy. If you have taken such a decision and now you want to reverse that decision, then this might be a consideration, this might be a point or an option where you are thinking to sell the shares. That is why they say that sell to correct the decision which you now feel was a wrong. So sell when you feel that what shares you had bought was basically a wrong decision. So I should try and sell the shares now because I am able to achieve my break even, or it may happen that I might get at least whatever I have invested in the company. That is why you sell to correct a decision which you now feel was wrong. And remember, these are not given conditions. These are considerations. These are the parameters you can consider based on which you can think that might be you should sell the shares. No one can teach you when to sell. No one can teach you when to buy. It is purely based on your requirement. Trust me, friends. Next is go through your portfolio each quarter. So every quarter go through your portfolio. Portfolio means basket. Go through your basket each quarter and weed out shares. Weed out means what? This word is very, very important. Weed out means what? Which are not basically useful, which are not basically giving any responses, which are not giving any kind of returns. Weed out. Weed means sell out. Sell out shares that fail to meet your expectations. So remember, one of the parameters or one of the considerations you can do is, I mean, go ahead and check out for your portfolio every quarter. After every quarter you have checked out your portfolio, weed out, sell out the shares which are not meeting your expectations as you had thought about. So this will be also a consideration based on which you can take a decision about buying, really taking care of about selling of shares. Sell when there is a price upswing. You might also sell shares when there is a price upswing. What do you mean by upswing? When there is a continuous up. Now someone may ask, okay, this is Pankaj who has asked me what I was thinking the question. Pankaj, you have stolen my words. I was supposed to ask you, what you have asked me, that is, sir, what if or how do we come to know there is a price upswing? And also is that when the price is upswing, I might get more better benefit, then why should I sell at the lower benefit? Like for example, one share was at 150. Now from 150 it is going to 160, from 160 it has gone to 170. Now you also feel that from 170 it might go to 180 also. So why sell at 170? Wait till 180, 190. That is what your point is. Now sell when there is a price upswing. What I am trying to explain over here is, friends, that when price is upswing, what do I mean by when price is upswing? When it is continuously going up, remember the nature is like that. The thing which has gone up has to come down. So whenever it has been able to achieve your given target, and that is the right time to sell the shares. So sell when there is a price upswing. So when there is a price upswing, make it sure that you can sell. Next is, and sell when you need cash. The most important reason why you should sell shares is basically when you need cash. And who better other than yourself can take a decision which is the right time to sell the shares. So the right time to sell the shares is when you need cash. So when you need cash, make sure you take a decision of selling the shares in the company or in the market. I hope you are all clear with this particular selling considerations. Are you all clear? Can I have quick responses from everyone? Great. Superb. Now moving ahead, when should one sell? Now the time has come when we need to understand when should one sell. After the selling considerations has been cleared up in your mind, now the time has come when we are supposed to take a call that this is the right time to sell the shares of the company. Now as soon as you have made a profit of 20%, like for example, you have bought the shares of 100 rupees and now company has given the share price at the share price in the stock market is now 120, which means that it has reached to 20%. So as soon as you have made a profit of 20%, sell 1/4 of your shares. You had bought 100 shares. Let us take an example. You had bought how many shares? 100 shares. From 100 shares, what happens is that you, from 100 shares, you will sell How much shares? 1/4, which means how much? 25 shares. When the target is reached from 100 to 120, sell 25 shares. Clear with everyone? Have you understood? That is what this transaction is trying to tell you. Where, as soon as you have made a profit of 20%, so when it, the shares you have bought at 100 rupees has become 120, what should you do? Sell 1/4 shares. 1/4 means what? 25 shares. So 25 shares should be sold at the rate of 120. Next, another 1/4 when the price rises further 10%. So from 120 when it reaches to 130. What do you mean by 130? 100 is the base. When it reaches more 10% from the 20% scale. So when from 120 reaches to 130, sell another 1/4. 1/4 means what? More 25 shares. So first 25 shares sold at 120. Next 25 shares sold at 130. Very good. And rest when the price stabilizes. And rest when the price stabilizes. Stabilizes means what? When it will become rock solid. So this is also one of the consideration. Not only one of the consideration, but this is the time when you should take a decision to sell the shares. Always remember that your portfolio should be churned at regular moment. Churn means what? Should be continuously basically mixed and matched. It should be continuously brought in some new shares and some shares should be taken out. So it should be properly and continuously churned in the market. So when you churn the portfolio in the market, it will give you some good and measurable returns, which will make sure that your investment is authenticated and it is as per the requirement of the your own objectives what you have set. So this is basically is one of the rule you can take into consideration or one of the situation when you should sell your shares. Next, it is important to sell once a profit of over 75% is achieved. Remember friends, it is also very important. This is the second condition. This is the second time when you should think about selling your shares. What is the second condition or second time? It is important to sell once a profit of over 75% is achieved. Like for example, you had invested in shares worth rupees 100 and when it reaches 75%, which means 175, it is important, it is compulsory, necessary that make sure you sell the shares at once it reaches the 75% of the price. Sell when desired price, that is whatever you had desired when you actually had bought is reached. So when you had bought at 100 rupees and you had decided that my shares should at least become 160. When it reaches at 160, what exactly you are supposed to do? Sell. So sell when desired price is reached, which you have fixed at the buying stage. You, when you bought, you thought that at 150, when I am buying right now today at 100, and when it will reach 160, I will sell. So once it has reached 160, make sure, don't become greedy. Just sell those shares. Also, you should sell after a capital issue, especially when there was multiple oversubscription. This is one important parameter when you should sell. Sell after a capital issue. What do you mean by capital issue? When there is an IPO, that is initial public offering. When IPO has been done of a company and this IPO is oversubscribed, then also this is the right time to sell the shares, because if it is oversubscription, it means what? There are a lot of shareholders who wants, a lot of investors who wants to be shareholders. Might there be a time when everyone is coming to stock market to buy the shares? So this is the right time. Now sell the shares. Sell at a sharp price upswing. Price upswing means what? The price is now going upswing. As sharp downswing is in the offering. If it has got upswing, make sure, remember that there is going to be a downswing. So you should sell shares in this time. If you have doubt about a share, sell. Now what do you mean by if you have doubt about a share? You have invested in one of the company's shares, but now you are very doughty. I mean, there is a lot of doubts in your mind. You are very dicey about that particular shares. So what you should do? Sell the shares of those companies which you own, which you are feeling that there is a doubt. It might increase, it might now not increase. At that time, you should sell. This is the most important parameter, friends, which you should always take into consideration when you are buying or selling, or particularly when you are selling. That is, sell when price earning ratio crosses reaches 35. Now, I'm going to ask you a simple question. What do you mean by price earning ratio? PE ratio, as we call it as in the field of finance. PE ratio. Can someone tell me what do you mean by PE ratio? PE ratio, the formula is, wow, Archit, superb, you have given me a wonderful formula. PE ratio, the formula is MPS upon EPS. What is MPS? It is market price per share. divided by earnings per share. Got my point, everyone? Very good, super. So whenever your PE ratio, the answer comes more than 35, make sure you are supposed to sell. Now, do not, I mean, I'll explain the concept or the logic behind why I'm telling you to sell the shares when it reaches more than 35. Now, what do we mean by more than 35? It means that first is, you see the formula, MPS upon EPS. MPS is market price per share and EPS is earnings per share. Market price per share, say for example, in the stock market, and earnings per share is basically calculated out of book profits. So when market price per share, which is calculated because of share market up and down, share market fluctuation, when market price per share because of market fluctuation becomes 50, or say for example 500, as per the books, earnings per share is say for example 10 rupees, or let us take example of 50 rupees, 50. So what happens? Here now, what is the situation? As per books, it is how much? 50. As per market, it is how much? 500. Getting my point, everyone? Because in who fixes the price of the shares in the market? Yeah, I'm asking you this question. Can someone tell me who fixes the price of the shares in the market? Market means stock market. Let me be very elaborative to explain you this concept. What do we mean by share prices in the market? In India, we have got stock market, which is known as Bombay Stock Exchange, on which we have got a Sensex. Now, listen up very clearly, friends. Who fixes the rates of the shares on the stock market? This question is to you. Yes, it is to you. Pooja, I am asking you this question. Poonam, I am asking you this question. Yes. Abhimanyu, I am asking you this question too as well. Everyone who is listening this lecture, I am asking you this question. Who is fixing the price of the share? Let us play a small game. In India, we have got a very famous program, which is known as Kaun Banega Karodpati. Also known as your exam, which you have, which you usually give when you are appearing for this particular V-School exams. Like you have got MCQs, multiple choice question. So I'm going to give you a multiple choice question. You have to tell me which is the correct option, correct answer. The question is, who fixes the price of the shares in the stock market? Option number one, Reserve Bank of India. Option number two, Government of India. Option number three, SEBI, that is Securities Exchange Board of India. And option number four, none of them. Tell me, which is the correct answer? Oh wow, wonderful. I have got maximum people saying that option number three, that is SEBI, Securities Exchange Board of India. Great, let us have a quick round of applause for these intelligent guys. Superb, thank you. Now, trust me, your answer is absolutely incorrect. Which is the answer for this question? Answer for this question is fourth. That is none of above. Yeah, I am telling, wait Poonam, I am telling the answer, don't worry. The question is, who fixes the price of the shares? You know who fixes the price of the shares? Yes, Deepak, you wanted to say something. No, it is not that. Deepak tells me that it has been fixed by the company's finance minister. No, absolutely not. Deepak, let me now tell you. Who fixes the price of the shares? The price of the shares is fixed by me and you. That means what? Demand and supply. Is it clear with everyone? Who fixes the price of the shares? Me and you, which means demand and supply. Very good. Superb. Now you are clear with this particular concept. If demand of the company is there, demand of the company shares is there, the share is supposed to or guaranteed to be increased. But if demand of the company shares is not there, there is full chances, not only full chances, guaranteed that your price of the shares are going to go down. This is basic fundamental. Similarly, when I give an example of the price earning ratio, where market price of share upon earnings per share, it has been a formula. So when market price per share is how much? As I told you, it is going to be say for example 500. And as per books, which is EPS, earnings per share, it has been how much? 50. So as per market, in the share market, the price is quoted at how much? 500. And who quotes the price? Demand and supply. Because of demand and supply, the price has become 500. And because of the books, who prepares the books? Accountant, chartered accountant audits it, and then he gives us a balance sheet in the form of an annual report. So when we see all those things, in that the EPS is calculated at 50 rupees. So what is the first question comes to your mind? The first question that comes to our mind is, why there is so much difference? In the market, the price is at how much? 500. And in the books, it is showing at 50. There is something incorrect happening. There is something fishy. How can the price of the share be higher than the book profit? Or how can the price of the share be in the books lower than the market price? How can there be a such kind of situation? I find it very, very weird. Now, if you calculate 500 divided by 50, we will get answer is 10. So, if the price earning ratio is less than 35, then might well as not sell. But if it crosses more than 35, then there is something very, very wrong happening. So, if the price of the shares would have been, say for example, 4000 and maybe it would be 50 as per books. So, the value would be how much now? 200. The price earning ratio would have become 200. This is something which is telling me that boss, there is some problem, some kind of situation which is happening. So, that is the time you should sell. This is what consideration you need to check out when you want to sell the shares. So, friends, remember that this is the most important parameter. When you are going to sell the shares, just keep an eye or a look on this particular point which says that sell when price earning ratio crosses 35. Remember this particular point because it is very, very important. Now moving ahead, do not sell if price has fallen for no apparent reason. So remember that don't start selling the shares because suddenly the price of the shares has gone down. But there is no reason behind it. Just people are selling. There might be genuine people who are in need of cash and they are selling the shares. There is no reason. There is no situation why the price of the share should go down. Whenever the price has to go down, demand and supply is based on pure logic. Why there can be a demand? Because people want it. Why does people want it? Because people feel that, or investors feel that, the company has got a good order, company is earning good, company is earning good revenues, company has got good management, professional management, though family-based management, but they are professional in nature and the company's performance is very good. So, people feel that the price of the shares are going to rise and then they buy. But if it is just falling down because of no apparent reason, don't start selling your shares. Might be that you have invested in one of the best companies, but you are selling the shares irrespective of the fact without understanding. So, without any reason, if the price of the shares start falling down, don't take a decision of selling the shares. So, if I have to sum up this whole part, friends, when should you sell is not very, very easy task. When should you sell is a very, very tricky question. And the answer to it is what? When should you sell? The answer to it is only very simple, that the consideration should be checked out. Then what is the right time to sell, and accordingly you should sell. If someone asks me, sir, personally you tell us when is the right time to sell, I think there are two parameters which one should take into consideration while you want to sell the shares. First is when you are in need of cash, and second is when your PE ratio crosses 35. These are two things which you should absolutely keep in mind, very clear, which will which will give us a decision that this is the right time to sell the shares. I hope you have understood this chapter. This is a very critical chapter because this will decide how much will your investment, how much your money is going to grow, and that is why it is very important. You have invested your hard-earned money. It is not spare money of yours. If it is spare money of yours also, then also it is your hard work money. You cannot invest this hard worked money and throw it away in any kind of place or any kind of area. So when you are investing, think twice, and when you are selling, also think twice. See these parameters based on which take a decision. Once you have taken a decision, then don't repent, oh my god, I should have not taken this decision. Don't repent, just go ahead with the flow. That's all from my side. Thank you.